MILFs get filled.
2.
MILF erotica 9-pack. Threesome erotica, breeding erotica, anal sex, erotica, MILF erotica collection. Written by Tori Westwood and Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Kelly Morgan, Eddie Oliver, Cherry Jett, Sally Beth, and Sierra Klein.
My lodger is a peeping Tom. I want him in my ass.
Are you just going to sit around the house all day? I asked Tom, my lodger, who has taken up residence, as usual, on the couch in front of the television.
It's Saturday, Mrs. Peters, he replied, barely looking at me.
I still had on my dressing gown, but it didn't mean I hadn't been busy cleaning up after him all morning.
But you didn't do anything on Friday or Thursday either.
I'm on a break from college. Can't I have a break from you, too?
He looked at me as I gave him the sharp, piercing gaze that he deserved. I watched him fall back in line and sit up on the couch, straightening his back and knowing immediately that he'd gone too far. Any more like that, and he'd be back out in the wild.
What can I do for you, Mrs. Peters?
He asked, switching his mood on a dime. I had to stifle a smile.
You can start by cleaning the outside windows like you promised, I said. We've been talking about doing it long enough. You can't live here for free, you know.
But I don't even know where the ladder...
The ladders are in the garage, I interjected. Thank you, Tom. He was at a loss for excuses. I watched as he slowly rose from the couch, twisting away with a pout.
Good boy.
I called after him, taking his spot on the sofa. It was nice and warm from where he'd made his dent. I only got a brief half hour to myself before I got a call from Janice asking me to meet her in a couple of hours at a nice little coffee shop just outside of town. I got up off the couch and sauntered upstairs to change. In the bedroom, I shuffled through the cupboard of clothes, deciding what I was going to wear. Too flowery, too summery, too small, too tight. Eventually, I found something I liked and pulled it from the rack, setting it across the bed. Beside the large king size was a full-length mirror, and I took a moment to look myself over. My morning gown was a dark blue and flowed over my curves, pulled tight at the waist where the band of fabric kept everything together. I turned a knee in and pushed out my hip, running a hand down my body so the fabric pulled taut to my figure. At 42, I like to think I still had it, but I guess we are all our harshest critics. I ruffled my hair up playfully and did a silly growl for the mirror, giggling to myself and thinking how stupid I looked. I faced it now and split the top of my gown open, just enough to see the start of my cleavage. Then I moved the flowing lower half aside over my smooth legs and gave a pose as though I was a real-life centerfold.
Get a grip, Amy.
I laughed, pulling the gown tight and turning around. The smile left my face in an instant, and I took a step back to gasp. In the window, of course, was Tom, and the one thing he wasn't doing was cleaning it. It took me a moment to compose myself after the shock of it all. He was staring through the glass with this distant look in his eye, as though he'd just seen something that had changed his entire perception of reality. At first I was annoyed, but seeing the lust in his eyes started to kind of turn me on. I'd long wondered if I could still attract the younger man, and here was proof in the guise of my own flesh and blood. I didn't need much more convincing than that. "What the hell are you doing?" I mouthed, moving over to the window to crack it open. I pushed the window door carefully, with Tom just outside, repeating the question. "What are you doing?"
"Cleaning,"
he stammered.
"It doesn't look like it,"
I said, raising an eyebrow. He was conspicuously quiet.
"Were you watching me?"
"No,"
he answered quickly.
"I was about to wash the window like I promised, I swear."
I felt overwhelmingly flattered.
"You can be honest," I said. "I won't be offended."
He looked everywhere else apart from my face. "It's okay," I reassured him. "Tell me."
"I was just kind of looking,"
he shrugged. "At what?" He huffed.
"I don't know. Just looking, I guess."
"Looking at what?"
I asked sterner.
"At you,"
he blurted.
"At your body. At your ass, okay?"
The confession had clearly been...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?